More than 500 Washington State residents were registered to run in the Boston Marathon. 78-year-old Bill Ifrig, retired Mason carpenter. He's well known around the region. He's run 45 marathons, reportedly, and this was his third Boston Marathon. He's listed as one of the nation's top master long-distance runners for his age category. He finished fourth among men ages 75 to 79, according to the Boston Marathon website. And he did finish, even though he was just 15 to 20 feet from the finish line when the first blast went off.
Oh, it was. Yeah, a lot of people are hurt badly, you know. Nothing happened to me. I was very fortunate, but there's a lot of people in the hospital yet that more of them might die, you know.
Yeah, it's tragic. But we see this picture of you that was taken. You were knocked down. You felt the force of the blast. Is that right?
Yeah, I had headed towards the finish line. I only had maybe 20 feet to go. And, of course, I'm concentrating on getting this done. But I've been out here, you know, pretty near 4 hours. And all of a sudden, a bomb went off next to me. Oh, my God, it was so loud. I just took my hearing away. It was so loud. And I had no idea what it was. And at the same time, kind of like that shock waves hit my body and caused my legs to just buckle up underneath me. And I felt myself going down to the road and crashed on the road there and laid there a few minutes and started getting my senses back again. And in the meantime, I'm wondering, hey, maybe this is the end. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's happened to me. But anyway, I started coming back to life there and started moving around a little bit, and everything seemed to be working all right. So, and at that time, guys were coming over and asked me if I was okay. And so finally, they helped me up, and we continued on. And I went up and crossed the finish line because I was so close to it that I crossed the finish line to complete the race. And they took me over and checked me out a little bit with one of the assistants there at the finish line. And he said, well, I'll get a wheelchair and get you back to where you want to go. And in the meantime, before they got over there, I said, hey, I think I'm all right, really, no problems. I'll be able to walk up. We were only six blocks away. We were staying at the Park Plaza. And so I just started hoofing it up there. And by then, it was getting to be regular chaos around the whole area because all the emergency vehicles and services were coming in there. And other runners weren't able to even continue on down towards the finish line. They shut them off. And so a lot of this stuff, I didn't even know what was going on until after hearing it on the news. But I immediately thought of a bomb, though, because it was so loud, and it just knocked me right down.
Who was with you at the marathon? Was somebody with you watching you finish?
My wife was here at the hotel, and she heard the blast, but she didn't know what was going on, of course. And finish area is just loaded with people. They got a regular grandstand a section there for people watching the finishers. And so there was a lot of people there, and nobody I knew that. There were some other fellows from my hometown that were there at the race, but they had finished earlier, and they went up to their rooms. So they didn't know anything about it until I talked to them later in the day.
It's quite remarkable that you were knocked down by such a powerful blast. When you were on the ground, what did you see around you?
Well, I looked over, and I could see the smoke rolling out, and I seen the debris from this terrible explosion. It was like a bunch of heavy dust and stuff that had come loose from someplace, and I didn't know what that was all about, but I thought it had something to do with that bomb blast, and I didn't hear anybody screaming or anything like that, but before I got away from the accident scene there, they were bringing those people out, and some of them were coming out in wheelchairs, and they were bleeding badly, and it was really a mess. And later found that there were a lot of injuries.
Did you hear, how many bomb blasts did you hear?
I heard two. There was, I think about, they said 12 seconds or so in between them, or 12, maybe it was 12 minutes.
No, 12 seconds. 12 seconds.
12
That's
seconds.
Right.
Okay. There was definitely two. The first one was the loudest, and then the second one was, you could hear it too, but not as loud, near as loud.
Was it the first one that knocked you down?
Yes.
And then as you're on the ground, you heard the second one?
Yeah, well, I don't know just where I was at. In the process of trying to get up, I think something like that. And probably my hearing wasn't as good by then anyway. Maybe that's why it didn't seem very loud. But
wow.
Yeah.
Quite something. How long do you think you were on the ground before you got up?
Well, I don't know. It didn't take me very long. I laid there and for a little while, and three policemen come over. Maybe you've seen some of the pictures. They were standing there talking to me, asking how I was doing and everything. And I said, well, I think I'm doing okay. And I haven't found any injuries or anything. I wasn't bleeding. I did scrape my knee up a little bit, but just a minor injury. And shortly after that, the guy that was taking care of the finish line there come over and asked if he could help me. And I said, yeah, well, give me a hand. And we hobbled on over to the finish line. I crossed the finish line and then eventually got out of there. And a lot of the other runners that were on the road at the same time I was, they continued on so they could get out of there, you know, finish the race and move on.
It was important for you to finish.
Well, oh, yeah, actually, you spent the whole day out there, you know, 26 miles, and the thing on my mind for the whole day was to finish, so I naturally wanted to do that, and I didn't have anything that was bothering me that, no reason why I shouldn't. So.
You're 78 years old, sir. Are you going to run another marathon?
Oh, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Bill Ifrig is from Lake Stevens, Washington. The force of one of the blasts in the Boston Marathon, the first one, threw him to the ground. Yet he finished the race. His wife was waiting for him at his nearby hotel room. You can see his photo at kow.org. Herald.com has an article. So does Seattle Times.